The Honolulu City Council Committee on Zoning and Housing advanced Bill 60, which would make violating a city stop work order a misdemeanor offense subject to a fine of up to $2,000 or up to a year imprisonment or both if convicted. Council Chair Ernie Martin introduced the measure.
You would think, stop work order, I mean, common sense would tell you, stop work. But, you know, these guys will take a risk and go ahead and continue to do what obviously they were cited for. And, you know, this is not specifically targeting monster homes per se, but we know that's probably the most egregious case that all of us have encountered.
The bill will be up for a final vote by the full city council October 3rd. Council member Ann Kobayashi says the law should only apply to violators.
If it applies to monster homes, not the multi-generational homes, but those who are abusing permitting laws, housing laws, we have to do something.
Meanwhile, the Honolulu Planning Commission is set to review a city council resolution October 3rd that seeks to change the land use ordinance to limit the number of bedrooms and wet bars in single-family dwellings. Council member Trevor Ozawa introduced the resolution and says house size should not be the focus.
I want to make sure that we're taking into account the fact that there are 15,000 square foot lots in my district. There are 20,000 plus, not only in my district, but other places that they want to have a 15,000 square foot home. And if they can afford it and they have a huge house, so be it.
But DPP Acting Director Kathy Sokugawa says limiting the size of a home helps enforcement.
It's been always a challenge to have zoning districts that apply uniformly across the island. So we don't create zoning by neighborhoods or type of socioeconomic areas.
The Honolulu Planning Commission also rejected a proposed bill Wednesday to regulate short-term rentals in residential areas, namely bed and breakfasts and temporary vacation units. Council member Kimberly Pine chairs the Zoning and Housing Committee.
It's a 50-50 issue. 50% of the people are for vacation rentals because they're making some income, and 50% are against. But I believe we can do it because this is such a big problem in our communities, and we must be bold and brave and pass something.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.